We now begin the fourth perek of Maseches Yoma. This is Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph 4:1. If you recall, the last thing we saw on what went on during Yom Kippur was in the third perek, the Kohen Gadol was standing by the two goats. One will be Lashem, one will be to Lazazel, as we see in our Mishnah here. And he had the Kalpi, that box which became a golden box, and within it were these two lots. One lot was a golden ticket, if you will, that was engraved with Lashem, meaning the five letters Lamed, Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey. And the other one was labeled Lazazel. And those labels were engraved within the gold of the lot itself, which means the Kohen Gadol, if he'd reach his hand inside the box, the Kalpi, he could feel the letters and he could figure out which lot was which. And therefore, we're going to have him pull out the lots very quickly. The Mishnah says, Taraf Bakalpi, he quickly snatches the lots from within the box. Vehele Shnei Goralot, and the two lots come up in his two hands. He put these two hands in, one on right, one left, and pulls out two lots, one in either hand. Echad Kasuv Alav L'Shem, one of them has written upon it, again, engraved upon it, Lamed Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ve'echad Kasuv Alav L'Azazel, one of them has it written upon him to Azazel. The word Azazel is referenced to a specific place. Ostensibly, the word Azazel is from from the word Az, which means harsh and firm and brazen. So, more on that a little later on. When we get to Azazel. In any case, these two lots pull up out of the box. The word Taraf means to snatch, according to most, like the Bartanura. Others learn fascinatingly to me that the word taraf means he doesn't snatch out of the box, rather he mixes up the box to randomize the choice of the lots. How does he mix it up? So he just shakes it, I guess. But the word taraf, if you remember, sometimes the Mishnah and the Gemara certainly talks about beitza trufa, like a scrambled egg. So trufa, scrambled. And here it's like scrambling up the lots to randomize them. In any case, the Mishnah says, Hasagan b'yamino v'rosh beis av mismolo. You recall we've already said this before. The deputy Kohen Gadol was on the right-hand side of the Kohen Gadol, and the Rosh Beisav, the head of the particular Beisav who was serving that day, was on the left. And in fact, some Gersos take this out, that sentence out, because anyways, you said it before. Now, Imshel Shem, if the lot to Hashem, Allah b'yamino, it came into his right hand, then the Sagan, the deputy who was standing on the right of the Kohen Gadol, would say, Omer lo, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagba Yemincha, Sir Kohen Gadol, please raise your right hand. V'im shall shame Allah b'smolo, if on the other hand, the lot for Hashem came up in his left hand, so then, Rosh Beisav Omer lo, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagba Smolacha, Sir Kohen Gadol, please raise your left hand, and everyone would see. Then Nasnan, that's probably the proper girsa, he put them al shnei hasairim. He would put the two lots on top of the two goats, identifying them. This is actually based on the requirement of the pasuk, Vayikra Tezayin pasuk Ches, that's 16:8, says v'nasan aron al shnei hasairim goralot. Aaron will place on the two goats the lots. So there you go. And va'omer Lashem Chatas. He will say the words, quote, Lashem Chatas. This is a sin offering to God. And the purpose of that statement is to identify not just that it's to God, but that it's a sin offering. In other words, this is the conventional requirement of consecrating something. You have to always designate a korban as such to say this is consecrated with the designation of being a chatas. So he's actually saying that. This is Lashem Chatas. Sin offering for Hashem. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Lo hayat tzarach lomer chatas, Ela Lashem. Rabbi Yishmael says it's clear what's going on here, it's evident from the whole process, and therefore there's no need to actually say the word chatas. You could just simply say Lashem, this one's to God, and with the identification of the to God designation and putting on the lot on the back of that animal would be sufficient to designate it as a chatas and consecrate it as such. The halacha follows the Tanakama, so actually he does say Lashem chatas. Now, when he says Lashem, he doesn't say Lashem. He actually pronounces the explicit name of God, the four-letter name of God, like we had before. So when he says, pronounces Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, So then, Vehin O Nachrav, again, all those in attendance, the Kohanim and other spectators, will say after him, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuso Le'olam Voed, blessed is the honored name of Hashem, his Malchus, his sovereignty, his kingdom should go on forever, should last forever. And again, they'll prostrate on the floor. So if you're keeping track, we had three times the Shem Hashem mentioned previously in the third parak. That was the first vidui. Now we have a fourth time. In total, there will be 10 times that the Shem Hashem is mentioned throughout the day. There'll be a total of three viduyim, three confessions, each one mentioning the Shem Hashem three times. 3 times 3 is 9, and this is the 10th. Okay, but in the chronology, this is number 4.